Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It's the middle of winter and all the highbrow picks have been released already. So this week I'm looking at regular popcorn movies, a comedy, a revenge thriller, and a horror. There's a psychic sports agent looking to land a killer client, a man out to find the men who killed his son, and a young couple worried their 8-year-old son might be a killer himself. Cold Pursuit, directed by Hans-Peter Molan. It's winter at a ski resort in Colorado. Nels Coxman, played by Liam Neeson, is the town's snowplow driver, clearing the roads for drivers from nearby Denver. He lives a respectable, unremarkable life with his wife, Grace, played by Laura Dern, and his snowplows. But his life turns sideways when their only son turns up dead from a drug overdose. At least that's what the police detective, played by Emily Rossum, says. But his son doesn't do drugs. Turns out he accidentally disrupted a drug deal involving lots of cocaine. Nels decides to take the law into his own hands, work his way up the chain of command, and get revenge on the criminal ultimately responsible for his son's death. On the way, he kills and disposes of each man he meets. The head gangster is Viking, played by Tom Bateman, a detestable effete millionaire whose lackeys all look like models in fine suits. His territory is split with an Aboriginal chief named White Bull, played by Tom Jackson, of the Ute Nation. But when dead bodies start showing up, Viking thinks it's his indigenous rivals who are starting a major drug war. Violence ensues. With a kidnapped boy, local police, the feds, and Nels himself all converging on a single spot, who will survive this ultimate showdown? Cold Pursuit is an exact scene-by-scene remake of the 2016 Norwegian film In Order of Disappearance. Same director, same absolutely stunning snow scenes, but this time it's shot in Canada, not Norway, takes place in the U.S., not Norway, and the script is in English. Now, I'm not a big fan of Liam Neeson, especially his action and war movies, but he plays this part perfectly. The single-minded revenge killer out for blood. The movie is bloody, it's violent, and a little bit comic, but it's somehow, to me, it seems like it's missing that Norwegian sardonic irony of the original. But if you haven't seen the original, you should see this one. I liked it. What Men Want, directed by Adam Shankman. It's present-day Atlanta. Allie Davis, played by Taraji P. Henson, is a manager at Summit Worldwide, a highly competitive pro sports management agency. She's an alpha dog in an all-male office. Her dad, played by Richard Roundtree, a former boxer, raised her to be a winner, both in her work and her private life. When she takes men home for the night, she's always the one on top. She's ambitious and self-centered, and with the help of her gay personal assistant, Brandon, played by Josh Brenner, she's close to landing a huge client, Jamal, a star college basketball player from Georgia Tech, but she still can't break through the glass ceiling and make full partner until her life suddenly changes after a party with her closest girlfriends, when a psychic gives her a secret potion, and later that night, she gets bonked on the head by a huge inflatable penis. And when she comes to, she realizes she has a secret power. She can read men's minds. Suddenly, a whole world is open to her with all its potential benefits, like finding out if that guy she's crushing on is a thing for her, or what men think about or say to each other when women aren't around, and where those men-only poker games are always talking about take place. Is this new power the key to her success? Can she penetrate the locker room bro culture that's holding her back? Can she turn a one-night stand with single dad bartender Will, played by Aldous Hodge, into a real relationship? Or is all this ESP stuff less of a blessing than a curse. Okay, What Men Want is a remake of the Mel Gibson comedy from 20 years ago, but with a role reversal. If you're into pro sports and TV comedy shows, there are lots and lots of celebrity cameos to keep you happy, from Shaquille O'Neal to Jason Jones, Tracy Morgan, Pete Davidson, Mark Cuban, Carl Anthony Towns, and many, many, many others. Erykah Badu is fantastic as the psychic, and Taraji P. Henson, who starred in Hidden Figures, she carries the show as Ollie. But is it funny? It's okay, but it's actually not that funny. It's not bad, but it's not that funny. It's also disturbingly full of product placements in almost every scene. They could have done so much more. But in this movie, the black woman who reads the minds of the men she works with, she finds out they may be sex obsessed, devious, condescending, and insecure, but turns out none of them are actually racist. Yay! It does talk about the problems inherent in pro sports, but it steers away from the bigger issues, just begging to be addressed. Movie may be facile, safe, and predictable, but you know what? I enjoyed it anyway. Prodigy, directed by Nicholas McCarthy. Sarah and John, played by Taylor Schilling and Peter Mooney, are a young married couple in suburban Pennsylvania with a gifted son. Miles, played by Jackson Robert Scott, seems older than his 8 years. He spoke his first words after just a few months, and now he's excelling at a school for exceptional students. He has an angelic smile that he shows his mom and dad, but there's something not quite right about this boy. He seems to speak an exotic language in his sleep, and people nearby keep having strange accidents, which Miles claims he knows nothing about. But when he violently attacks another boy with a wrench in science class, his parents are disturbed. A specialist named Arthur, played by Colm Feore, says there might be someone else controlling Miles from somewhere deep inside him. Is he possessed by Satan? Does he have a split personality, or is it something else? And what is little Miles' connection to a notorious serial killer with a fetish for cutting off women's hands? Sarah doesn't know exactly what's behind Miles' strange behavior, but she decides it's time to act before it's too late. Who will survive? Okay, if you like extremely scary horror movies, this is one to see. It's a disturbing Demon Seed style story of a parent's worst nightmare that their nice little kid might actually be evil. Taylor Schilling, she's from Orange is the New Black, is totally believable as the mother, and young Jackson Robert Scott is extremely creepy as Miles. Never seen him before. Watch out for this kid. I still have shivers in my gut. The Prodigy is classic horror. The Prodigy, Cold Pursuit, and What Men Want all open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.